Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayashir, number 608. We said we're going to alternate between various Svarim. There's a Sefer Re'em Ahuvim by Rav Shlomo Aviner, also has beautiful concepts. And he talks about the Chazal. This is very, very important, because very often you see Chazal, the Gemaras and the Midrashim, and with the, you know, things that seem, when you look at the surface, to say things that are derogatory or weaknesses pertaining to women, assuming that it's meant to degrade them. And of course, the reform and conservative movements harp upon these particular statements, and a lot of the feminism aspects build on this, and a lot of men use it the wrong way to demean women. And a lot of women, either they feel inferior because of this, or to the opposite, they go on the defensive mode and exhibit overbearing personality because of the defensiveness about hearing these types of comments. And the question is how do you handle those type of things that the Torah does say? So the first thing, which is a tremendous yisoy that everyone needs to understand, is that Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. The Torah of Hashem is whole. Whole meaning that, and that's why you need guidance from Gedolei Yisrael. For example, the Maral. When you read the Maral in certain places, it seems like it talks about men and women in that they're different tiers and men are on a higher level in a certain degree and so on and so forth. And yet in other places, the Maral places real deep emphasis how the woman, the Isha, the wife, is the key to everything and is above everything and transcends the husband, and how do you reconcile the two? So the idea is that very point. You see a Torah as a totality, then it's Meshivas Nafesh. It restores the soul. But if you take separate Maimorim, a little bit from here, a little bit from there, you're going to make tremendous mistakes in understanding the reality of what it is. And that's very, very important to know. So, for example, these two sides of the same coin, you know, on one hand, the Chazal say Noshim Daitan Kala, right? What does that mean exactly? The idea is that they can multitask more, whatever it is. People interpret this, not just men, but women on their own, as a derogatory comment. But nevertheless, on the flip side, the Gemara, very self-same Chazal say that Bini Yaseira Beisha Yaisim Beish, that a woman has a much deeper Bini Yaseira, deep understanding that a man does not have, that intuition. Those seem opposite comments, not necessarily exactly conflicting, but one seems very highly positive, showing a superiority of women, and the one showing a negative, showing an inferiority of women, and neither one is true. They're two sides of the same coin, as we would explain as a Shem and other Shiurim. But the idea being is that one, when they learn Chazal, they cannot overreact to the Chazal. You ask guidance, you ask understanding. The bottom line after everything is said and done, when the Chazal talk of however they reference the differences between a husband and wife, or male or female, or mashbi or mekabel, the bottom line, they end off saying in Yevamos Samach Beis and the Rambam Paskins, Tzarech Adam Lechabed Es Ishto Yoyse Megufay. That's the bottom line. To be mechabed, to honor your wife even more than yourself. And honor comes within your mindset honoring. So the Chazal require you to look at your wife, women in general, especially your own wife, with that extreme positive light. And those other Chazals independent that seem to be, like a limitation, does not affect it whatsoever. And one looks deeply, they will realize that the limitation itself is the very strength. Why the covet for the Isha more than yourself? Why the covet overall to every human being? The same idea. Both man and woman were born with Nivru'u B'Tzelem Elokim. And you see through Chazal, Hishvu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ish Le'isha. You see this all over, that they're equal. They're equal to Ein Shem. They're equal in their responsibility. We'll go through Mitzvah Saseh, why there's a difference there. But overall, this is a Gezeres HaKosef. That's the bottom line. And the details that we have questions on does not at all detract from the general foundation of the covet you have to have. Now, it is true, the tafkid of the Isha is more internal, building the home, building the family. And that is extremely important. But the idea is that's not only not a negative or degradation that some people view, especially in our society, people are looked down upon. You're just a mother, which is ridiculous. It's the yesidus of humanity. Now, yes, also women could influence other women in public life with a prophet sneas and in spreading their wings. If they're needed that way, that's their tafkid, without compromising whatsoever on the family life. Sarah was megayer nashim, and it yet says ihine ba'ohel. So somehow ihine ba'ohel, by being modest and unassuming, nevertheless, did not just talk to, was a hermit, but was mashpia on many, many women, countless women, for all we know, but did it in a tzniyistic way. So the idea being is that you could be a full-time mother or a part-time mother, quote-unquote, and being out there too, and being mashpia in the most positive way, but in that mode of the derech of tzniyis. And if you go through halachis and all of these things, and even when we learn through halachas, which we're not going to get into, the Sefer here talks about it, but we're not going into the halachic aspects of it. But he goes through explaining all these halachas of why sometimes the man has preference, sometimes the woman has preference, why Isha is pasul for Eidus, and explains that. Goes through all these different halachas, which we're not going to get into. But the idea, bottom line, is between everything, is that there are attributes that a man, or as a husband, has that a woman, a wife, does not, and the reverse as well. There are certain specific aspects that a woman has that is superior and transcends a man, a wife transcending a husband. But in essence, they're both the same in the fact that Betzelem Elikim bara es ha'odam, zachar unekeva bara'am. The Zohar and the Cave of Brahm is going on the Tzelem Elikim. They're both created by Tzelem Elikim. They have different roles in life. There's reasons why sometimes a man takes preference, that there's a preference that a man is precedes a woman, and sometimes the other way around. You cannot assume from that they're more chashev. So if you learn in a particular din that a ish kaidim leisha, that a man is precedes a wife pertaining to Hatzala, or example, whatever it is, or the other way around, for Pidyon Shvuyim, Isha comes first, this does not mean that they have preference in essence. They are equally chashuv, mikayach the tzalam alikim. This is a yesoid that one has to always have in mind. That is something that has to, so we're not going to go into the Pratei Dinim of this. It is insightful to talk about it. We will go into one aspect of it that's very important. The idea of that the woman is potter, is exempt from mitzvah aseh shehazman gerama, positive commandments. And the main reason behind that, al pi pshat, is because the woman as a mother is connected to the tzarchei mishpacha, to dealing with the children and grazing them. So the chazal exempted her from public tefillah b'tzibur, exempted them from many, many mitzvahs that require a set time. The maral goes deeper. And again, the same very maral where some phrases seem to be, you know, that looking negative. But this is what he writes in this Drush al HaTaira. That a isha betiva noita yoyser el hatoiv o kreiva yoyser el hashlemus mashera ish. The nature of a woman by nature is closer to good, is closer to shlemus than a man is. And that is why ish zokok yoyser mitzvahs kedei l'sakan his tivoy. That's why a man needs more mitzvahs, these mitzvahs aseh shehazman gerames, to fix his nature. Ve'lua isha by a woman, betiva he musukenes yoyser, by nature she is more in a higher level fixed. She is sholem, se'en ezekuka kol kach harbi mitzvahs kedei l'sakan. She doesn't require it. So this turns and flips it on the head. You think on the external level that a woman is inferior because of the patur, of be lacking mitzvah aseh shehazman gerama, of which the basis of the shaloi asani isha that a man says, that he thanks Hashem for not being a woman because he has those mitzvahs and she does not. And in the panemius, it turns on the head, the maral does, and explains the opposite is true. She is potter from these mitzvahs not because she is inferior. She's potter from these mitzvahs because she doesn't need them, because she's on a higher level be'etzem. This does not contradict the other places in the Maral that calls it Isha Chaymer, connected to the material, and the Isha Tzura, connected to the more spiritual. This is not a negative and a positive there. You'll see from here. And plus, even over there, the perfection of the material and the form is has deeper value than the Tzura, which we'll get into. The idea that women by nature are closer to Torah. That's why by Matan Torah, Hashem spoke first to the women. Why? Shebetivon, the Maral saying this, Mipnei Shebetivon, Hein Kroivais, Yoisa L'Taira. Because they're closer to Taira. Kaisoima L'Beis Yaakov first, and then Tzagad L'Vnei Yisrael. They did not sin in the Egel. They weren't influenced by the Meraglim. So, this concept that men need to know for themselves when they're how they treat women, in their minds and hearts as well, especially their own wives, and the wives how they treat themselves. Each one has a unique, special role that God placed in them. That's so, so important to know and so, so important to understand. And this itself, this rayon itself, is a tremendous help for Shalom Bayis. When you have the right perspective of what the roles of male and female is and how God values both of them equally, that they're both Tselem Elokim, and each one has to be machnia, have a certain humbleness and respect for the other, in their natures and in their inherent soul, is extremely important in building your Shalom Bayis, in recognizing the value. So every wife respecting the male characteristics of the man and vice versa, the husband appreciating the value of the woman, and any particular isolated chazal that seemingly seems to be negative, you know, that the Isha Tzara Ba'irchim, she's like stingy when guests come, you know, and, you know, whatever it is. That they, all of these types of chazals, you have to learn it with a Rebbe in the right context of what the panemius of it means and how it works, and not get sidetracked by recognizing that God values each gender as unique. And in many ways, each one has a aspect that the other one does not have, that they complement each other, especially in marriage. Bracha v'atzlacha.